Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back, everybody. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin over there. It's been, I think, an odd holding pattern, Andy. And I hate to even describe it that way, but I think it has been. And as I mentioned the other day, I was on the Miami Heat pregame show, and I don't say it for that reason. I say it for this reason. Tommy Ty is their host, and Tommy's terrific. And Tommy said, "What would the folks in Cleveland think of a first round playoff series against the Miami Heat?" And I told him, "Probably not much, and wouldn't like that very much." But I think we're all just kind of waiting to see how this plays out, Andy. We all assume the Cavs are going to be a playoff team, which they are. We all assume they're going to have home court advantage in the first round, they may not.
I'm not assuming that.
Well, I think we were.
Not now.
That's exactly right.
No, you're a half game out from the fourth spot, and you're only a game ahead of the Magic for the fifth spot. There goes your home court advantage.
And that's exactly it. But I do think we've all been in this holding pattern to get to the postseason, and then we'll see where it goes. It's real clear, and we've seen this, without Darius Garland, they've been able to win. Without Evan Mobley, they've been able to win. Without Donovan Mitchell, they've not been able to win like they have without the other guys. They're under 500 when Donovan misses games. So he has to come back. He has to be healthy. And then they have to have their fingers crossed that it's a different type of deal than it was last year in the first round, where they were not a good matchup for the New York Knicks.
My question is they have 11 games left. Are they going to be able to, first, hang on to home court advantage for the first round? I'm really worried about it. They've dropped three straight games now. Maybe you get a little bit of a break in the schedule here, but then you got to do this West Coast trip. So this isn't the team that we saw that won 18-20. And they're hanging on, Jeff. And like the big thing is, you just don't want them to slip into seventh. So, and that's, they've got a 4-game lead on seventh with 11 to go.
Do you remember 2 years ago, Andy, they were sitting pretty around the All-Star break, and we thought this team's making a nice push. And then they ended up in the play-in tournament.
Yes.
And it didn't go well because they got injured down the stretch. And they lost some key games because they didn't have the personnel. And I hope it's not the same thing here. I hope they don't drop into a not advantageous position for the postseason.
They need to hold on to a four, just to make sure that they don't have to play in the play-in tournament. They need to hold on to a 4-game lead with 11 to go.
I don't think they're going to. I'm probably wrong, because if you just look at it numerically and you just laid it out numerically, they could drop into the play-in tournament. I just don't see that happening.
I don't either. But they've dropped three in a row, and then you tell me, Jeff, how many wins do you have out of this group? You got Charlotte twice.
One, two.
One.
Maybe two. Two.
I'll give you two. Let's be optimistic. Let's go two. Philadelphia.
Is Joel playing?
I don't know.
Unlikely.
So
I'll go loss. We're not going to go through the whole schedule.
Well, there's only 11. Denver?
Lose.
Utah?
It's the revenge game for Lowry Markkanen.
Loss.
Okay.
Phoenix?
In Phoenix?
Yep.
Lose.
And both LA teams?
Split.
And then you got three. Memphis? Optimistic. Memphis? I'm running out of fingers.
Win.
Memphis is a win. Okay, Indiana? That's at home.
Win.
I'll feel good about that, too. And then Charlotte.
Win.
So 6-5. That's what you got them going.
Okay. All right.
6-5 will keep them in. And
yeah, but unfortunately.
They could lose the home court advantage, but 6-5 should keep them at five, at no worse than 6.
Unfortunately, that doesn't give you a whole lot of momentum going into the playoffs.
No.
Then again, all you got to do is win the first game of your playoff series, and maybe that kickstarts your momentum. So I'm not going to go too nutso on it. If they get in and they have home court advantage, great. If they don't have home court advantage, great. Teams win all the time in the NBA now without home court advantage. I want to go bigger picture, as we did with Tom.
Sure.
Nobody wants to talk about the Mitchell thing and the contract.
What do you want to talk about? He's hurt.
No, not now. Oh. I mean, at the end of next year, he's a free agent, unless something changes.
Okay.
And good for the Cavs organization. All we hear is he loves playing here. Loves it here. Loves being a part of this team. Tom just said the same thing.
Right.
Well, why wouldn't you? And I've always said this. You can pretty I'm the type of person, maybe Donovan Mitchell is too. Andy, unless I'm living in a cesspool, I can be pretty happy living probably most any place in the country. I just choose to live in Northeast Ohio. I love it. It's my home. I don't plan to move ever.
Where is Beaumont on the cesspool scale?
But it was down there.
Oh, it was okay.
It wasn't good, but I loved it. I had a great time. But, you know, I was in my 20s, stupid and making no money. So, sure. You know, it didn't make any difference.
That free cheese tastes good.
Sure. But you know what I mean? I mean, there are a lot of fine cities around the state, a lot of fine cities around the country that would be a great place to live. Mitchell has the opportunity here. He's and you don't have to chase every last dollar. Yeah, the Cavs can play him the most, but the guy's at the point in his career, he's been around a while. He can choose where he wants to play. If it's Cleveland, first of all, let's say it's not Cleveland. Well, then they're in trouble. They got to trade him, and they got to recoup draft choices and maybe some young players and bring him in and try and recoup something, because you haven't even started to pay the bill on that. You know, you've got 3 number ones and 2 pick swaps starting in 2025. So that bill, I mean, it's like you took out a 0% interest credit card and you just stuck it all on that, and that's coming. Except it wasn't 0% because you gave up 2 guys who are averaging a combined like 41.5 points a game right now in Colin Sexton and Lowry Markkanen. Colin's at 18.5 and Lowry's at like 23 points a game. And they're good players.
Would you rather have Colin back?
Instead of Donovan Mitchell?
No.
At the price, you know my thought. I wouldn't have made the trade. I think they gave up too much. That said, he's phenomenal. He's a great player and I really like him. And I hope he stays long term. So let's say that he doesn't. You got to move him. You got to move him by the trade deadline next year. And you probably, I would think you have to have the conversation with his agent this summer.
When do you need, I was going to say, when do you need to have
I would do it this summer.
Extension signed?
I would do it this summer. And if it's not, I'm trading him.
Okay.
If I get the return I'm looking for. And if not, I hold off until maybe December. But I think the longer you go toward free agency, the less your return's going to be. And again, you've paid like, you know, half the bill. The other half's coming up. Let's go the other way. He signs. He stays here. You pay him an absolute exorbitant salary, which he's worth. He's terrific. Mm-hmm. And he's here. And I asked that question to Tom, and I think what happens is once you have him locked in, that gives you free rein to tinker with everything else on that roster. And clearly the thing is Darius Garland. Can you be better if you sign Donovan by trading Darius, go get a wing, make Evan Mobley your next scoring option. Jared Allen's there as well. Does that make you a better team? I think it makes it a better mix. You know the way I feel about it.
And I say that as a guy who really likes
Darius. I think Darius can play.
Core 4 to 3 amigos, then? Is that what you're saying? Or whoever you bring in? I forgot.
That was the Three Amigos little thing on the horses.
That Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Chevy Chase.
I just think there's a big thing coming up for this franchise down the road that they don't want to talk about, and nobody wants
address. What are they saying at this time? What are you?
He loves it here. He's going to stay. Okay, great. I hope
so. Who's going to say that? Him or the team?
That's what the team is saying.
The team has said nothing but good things. Like, hey, he likes being here.
And they should.
Yeah. Well, what else?
And they should. They went to the Baskin School. They should.
Yeah.
I think there's every.
Why talk about doom and gloom until it gets there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you want to sign this guy up, Andy, by the in the summer?
I'm going to sign him right now.
What would you do, folks? 216-474-0092. If he walks, you're in a world of hurt. If he doesn't walk, what do you do? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.